IVM. This is Storytellers and Storysellers live on tape. You're listening to Vineet Kanabar on the IVM Podcast Network. I have said that 150 times. This is the 150th episode of this show. Man, 150 is a big number. 150 episodes. 150 is a very special number. It's a century and a half. We're recording this on the day that IPL starts. So we have to talk about cricket and we have to talk of everything in cricket terms. 150. Can you guess which cricketer has the most number of 150s in cricket? The answer will surprise you. It's Rohit Sharma. Rohit Sharma has 8 150s in about 235 to 40 games, right? Who is second? David Warner. David Warner has 6 150s in about 140 games only, right? Matlab, agar cheating-chatting nahi karo, toh achha batsman hai wo. Number 3 is Virat Kohli, Sachin Tendulkar, and Christopher Henry Gayle with 5 each, right? Kohli and Gayle have got 5 150s in somewhere between like 200-300 matches. Sachin has 5 150s in 465 matches, right? It just goes to show that the game of cricket has changed quite a lot. And as with that, this show is also going to change a little bit. What's happening is that it's 150 episodes and it's time for a little bit of a break and time for a little bit of a change. It is April, it is summer, and summer matlab summer vacation. And we are going to go for an endless summer vacation, not with Miley Cyrus. I'm going to go with my wife. I'm taking some time off to travel, to recharge, to rethink how we're going to take this show forward. We're very excited about taking this show back to what it was supposed to be. Two guest format, one storyteller, one story seller. I'm also very keen on figuring how we can take this short episode format forward. So I and Kavita and Amit are figuring out what we can do to bring this show back in a little bit of a fresher way. So expect new episodes probably in July, maybe in August. I'm not sure yet, but I will let you know when I am sure about this. Right. So we'll come back with more episodes in the new innings, more cricket metaphors, in the new innings of Storytellers and Storysellers. Hopefully it will be a short goodbye as I go on this endless summer vacation with Mrs. 100 Crore Ka Podcast. What I'm planning on doing in this time is to travel to Canada for a few weeks to meet some friends and to catch up with Arun Tripathi, who was actually on episode 1 of the show. He's moved to Canada and he's doing some very cool stuff there. So I want to go meet him. I also want to escape the Bombay summer for about a month. So that's my plan. I'm also going to see Peter Cat Recording Company in Canada. I must have seen PCRC live maybe like 25 times in life. But this is the first time I will see them in a foreign country. So I'm very excited about that as well. You can keep up with all of this and my travel shenanigans on Instagram. I am at Ascharya Faget. Or you can just go there and search for Vineet Kanabar. There is only one of my name. Only one. Milega hi nahi dusra. Right? And if you miss the show too much, which you shouldn't, because there are 150 fucking episodes of this show, right? So you can, I mean, there is no reason to miss it. Just listen to the other episodes. We've done some phenomenal episodes. I think it was maybe 2 months ago that Jalasmi came on board. We had Saurabh, who used to be the producer, Saurabh Sharma, the guy whose voice nobody has ever heard before. I love you, Saurabh. We miss you. No, we don't really miss you. We see you every day, but we love you nonetheless. We've got some fantastic episodes that we've done, right? We've done, on the storyteller side, some amazing episodes with people on film. We had Dheer Momaya on the show talking about the last film show, which was India's entry to the Oscars this year. We had Vaibhav Modi on the show talking about web series like his show Mukbir, which is on Zee. Again, great chat with him about parenting and filmmaking and philosophy and poetry. We had Chayan and Madhyama from Class, which was a really, really fun episode. Class on Netflix. Go check that out. We had Ehsaas and Shreyasi Sharma from Girls Hostel on the show. So we've talked a lot about films and web series. If that's not your bag, if you want to listen to stuff on the story seller side, we had a bunch of really cool people on to talk about the stuff that's happening on the business side of entertainment as well. We had Shailesh Kapoor, founder at Ormax, who was on to talk about data and creativity and how his company is helping broadcasters and producers make sense of audiences and insights and storytelling. So go check that out. We had so many people. I have to make notes these days, right? We had Raj Singh Chaudhary from Thar and the guy behind Gulal talking about being like this really passionate indie storyteller who's trying to bring stories from the Hindi heartland onto your screens. Great, great chat. I mean, when you talk to someone who's been so focused on their craft for so long, and his craft being writing and directing, he's also an actor, obviously. It just results in such fascinating conversation. You should check that out as well. There is just so much to listen to, man. There's Pranay Swaroop talking about growing Chatterbox, his company and his agency that he's grown from just a small influencer marketing company maybe 7-8 years ago to a multinational now. We've had the good folks from Supari Studios on the show in the last episode talking about how they're running what is definitely India's hottest creative shop. Or if none of that is your bag and you want to figure out how to pitch your book to one of India's top literary agents, there's that episode that we've done with Meeta Kapoor. Wow, man. We have some range, huh? Kafi sara. We also have stuff on music. There's the episode with Shantanu Pandit. We have episodes with Oaf. We have, oh man, so much. So don't miss the show. Go listen to the episodes you haven't listened to. Tell me what you think about it. If you like this show, go on Twitter. Send the episodes to someone who you think will also like it, who likes the business of entertainment, likes the business of storytelling, likes the business of culture, and wants to know a little bit more about it or understand it a little bit better. Like I've always said, when we started this show, there was no book. There is still no real book until I write one about the business of culture at large in India and what goes on behind the scenes, about how things are done, how deals are made, how stories are told, how casting is done, how production happens. We've got episodes about all of that. And that's the effort, right? That's what this show is all about. So if you like storytelling, if you like the business of entertainment, the business of culture, listen to these episodes, rate the show on Spotify or on that other white app, and send the episodes to someone who would like it too. And if you want to keep up with some of the other cool stuff that I'm doing while I'm away, again, follow me on Instagram, search for Vineet Kanabar. There's only one of my name. That's it on this episode. Telasmi wanted me to talk about ChatGPT. I said no. She wanted me to talk about why Zee Music is not on Spotify. I said no. I said this episode is going to be about me. And that's what I've done. This episode is about me and how I'm taking a break for a bit. We will be back very soon with all new episodes, with a lot more conversations about the business of entertainment on Storytellers and Storysellers. Till that time, for a little bit of time, this is Vineet Kanabar saying goodbye.